This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The United States Department of Agriculture defines a food desert as a low-income area with limited access to a grocery store and healthy foods. The USDA estimates as many as 18 million people in this country live in one, and a lot of the time and money spent fighting food deserts has been spent on getting grocery stores and farm stands out into neighborhoods. But they're trying a new approach in Ohio, putting fruits and vegetables right in the middle of town at the bus depot. Lewis Wallace of WYSO took a ride in Dayton, Ohio. Check that out.
I'm on a bus on the northwest side of Dayton, about 7 miles from downtown. As we head into town, we pass a grocery store a grand total of one time, a Kroger, pretty far out near the end of the line. Otherwise, it's liquor stores, dollar stores, and not much else. Then I get into the downtown Dayton transportation hub. Inside, it's sort of cafeteria style with a golden fish and chicken, a burger place. But nearby is a farm stand set up right on the linoleum floor of the bus station. Carrots, potatoes, cabbages are overflowing from wooden bins. Judy Lewis is filling up a brown paper bag with spinach and broccoli.
And I just mix them up and make my own little salad for lunch at work.
She's a cosmetologist, and her makeup matches her purple sweater.
Oh, yeah, I love doing hair. It's my thing, you know. I love making people beautiful and making them happy, so.
She works inside a Walmart and comes through the bus hub on her way. She was excited when she learned there would be a fruit and vegetable stand here.
I was watching the news, and they mentioned this, and I said, well, it's about time.
Judy Lewis uses an EBT card, that's food stamps, which means for her, everything here is two for one. County Commissioner Judy Dodge says much of Dayton is considered a food desert.
There are so many people that cannot get fresh fruits and vegetables because they don't have good access to grocery stores.
And she's on a public health committee that thought,
wouldn't it be a great idea to put something downtown locally close to the bus stops so that people can come in, grab some fresh fruits and vegetables, get back on the bus, go back to work, or go home.
This is a pretty novel idea for a smaller city. Atlanta's transportation system has something similar, but you normally don't see a bus stop farm stand outside of places like New York and LA, and those are usually privately run. This one's a partnership between the bus system, the county, and a homeless services organization. April Easterling is on her way out of the market. I had noticed her waiting for the market to open.
Yes. I had to give me some grapes and bananas and tomato. I just was waiting. I've been waiting for it to come.
And before it was here, where would you shop for produce?
I didn't.
What April Easterling says, that she didn't shop for produce before, is interesting, because a new study on food deserts from the nonprofit National Bureau of Economic Research found that changes in access, more grocery stores, don't necessarily change people's shopping habits. In other words, a farm stand at the bus stop won't magically make lots more people buy veggies. Largely, it's a convenience for people like Judy Lewis, the cosmetologist, who was going to buy veggies somewhere anyhow. Commissioner Judy Dodge says she's aware of that, and so to encourage people to buy and cook the food, they'll also offer cooking and nutrition classes.
So we are prepared for that and to basically show the individuals as they come off the bus, this is what you can do with a turnip, 50 ways to cook a chicken, things like that. You know, this isn't going to solve all the problems for everyone, but, you know, at least it's a step.
Next step, making sure the store breaks even. In Dayton, Ohio, I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.